So you've been thinking of leaving the narcissist in your life. You've realized that you're in a toxic relationship and that you've been dealing with a malignant narcissist or someone who might be diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder, if they'd ever give anyone the chance to diagnose them, that is. But you feel stuck, you feel scared, and you don't really even know where to begin. That makes total sense if you think about it. I mean, after all, you've been dealing with gaslighting, projection, deflection, and other typical forms of manipulation narcissists use. You might have spent a lot of time doubting yourself, which of course, was the narcissist's goal all along. I mean, it's how they control you. If they keep you confused, they leave you feeling lost and doubting your own perception of the world and your experiences, not to mention yourself. Now you're not sure whether you're right and they're toxic or whether they're right and you're crazy. In either case, you have finally had enough and you're ready to leave. If all of this sounds like you, grab a cup of coffee, have a seat, and let's talk. You've got a lot to consider. So what can you do to prepare yourself to leave a toxic relationship with a narcissist? First up, you might be asking yourself, well, how do I even know I'm ready to leave yet? Well, it all starts with looking at your situation and getting very honest with yourself. You have to know what you're dealing with and be aware of your reasons for leaving. You also need to be sure that you understand your own feelings. You're gonna wanna do some research on narcissists and on yourself. But what about the practical things we need to consider? The logistics, the dynamics of the relationship, and a lot of other issues have to be thought about here. So when it comes to leaving a narcissist, it's not quite as easy as just picking up and going. So here are some of the most important things to consider before you leave a narcissist in an abusive relationship. Know where you stand financially. Financial abuse is real when it comes to narcissists, and the very last thing you want to do is leave your abusive relationship and find out the hard way that you're not financially fit to do so. That is a critical step you're going to take when you're married to someone like this or in any relationship with them, and there are some really specific things you need to be aware of. So know what you have in the bank as a couple and know about the debt you carry as a couple. Make sure you take screenshots of the account so that you know what is available there before you go. You also want to make sure that you grab essential documents. The very last thing you want to do is leave stuff that you really need behind, including essential documents, because you're going to need them. So start putting them together in one folder. Your personal IDs, your driver's license, passport, birth certificate, things for your children, marriage license, passports, investment numbers, documents, social security numbers, etc. Make sure you have your bank and your mortgage information or lease information. Take photos if you're afraid the abuser will destroy them. Keep them on your phone. Go to queenbeing.com/plan. I have a whole list there for you of everything you need to get together, and it's totally free, so make sure you pick that up. This is not always a popular topic, but we need to be considering how we're going to make it after we leave. So you need to start saving money if necessary and get a job if you need to. We want to make sure you get your fair share of the money that you're due from the marriage, but you also want to make sure you begin saving money on your own because that can take a while. So if you need to get a job, even if it's just a side hustle, just go ahead and do that. It's also going to help you feel more secure about leaving your abuser, and it will get you outside or at least away from them enough to work. See, the thing is, a lot of us end up staying in toxic relationships because of money. But if you can support yourself and your kids, if you have them, even if you are just getting by, that's so much better than staying in a toxic, abusive relationship. And these days, there's so many work from home jobs that you can do without even telling the narcissist, if you play it right. Just be careful with your earnings and keep them in a separate account from the narcissist. You can even look into services like PayPal or other online banks such as Chime, not sponsored, to create a private account without the narcissist's knowledge. You might also want to consider checking your credit through a free credit service such as Credit Sesame, which also offers you tips on how to improve your credit score. Another thing you're going to want to think about is making changes to passwords, because if you're afraid your abuser is monitoring your social media activity, your emails, anything else, your phone, change your passwords so they don't have any access to it. Change all of them, whether it's social media, online banking, or any other platform. Keep these passwords in a safe place that the narcissist cannot access. Tell your friends and your trusted family members the truth. I know it's hard, but when you're about to leave your abuser, you must tell people you trust to help get support as you go through it. Maybe they'll offer you a place to stay temporarily till you can get on your feet, or maybe they'll have a little money they can loan or give you to get through. You'll also feel so much more safe and secure when you leave if you have people on your side. And you're gonna need them to help you stay on plan, because it's really hard to leave someone like this. But my friend, it's very courageous to do so. So if you don't know where to begin when it comes to preparing yourself to leave the abusive relationship, contact a family lawyer, a therapist, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, or any other expert who can safely advise you. Many attorneys offer free initial consultations, and they'll advise you on collecting the financial data and everything you need. And contact shelters or a therapist who can give you some leads to shelters if you're not sure where to look. Social workers can help too. Be sure to check out the domestic violence resources pages at queenbeing.com. Finally, avoid the Hoover. You need to understand the nature of narcissistic abuse abuse. There's a cycle involved. In most cases, it begins with love bombing, where the narcissist makes you feel amazing, like you're on top of the world. Once they've recognized that, okay, this is a human, they're flawed and not perfect as I thought during the idealization phase, the love bombing phase, they start to devalue you, don't they? Subtly at first, and sometimes ramping up in intensity as time goes on, most of the time. You're going to be treated like you don't matter, and in fact, this is usually around the time the abuse actually kicks in the relationship. Now, the devalue phase is where things start getting really difficult. A lot of times, this is where you're going to start to develop jealousy and anxiety and depression, among other CPTSD symptoms. After this part, you're going to reach the discard phase, where the narcissist is going to break up with you or give you the silent treatment or discard you in some other way, some version of this. This can repeat for months, years, or decades. Really, however long you maintain the relationship. The narcissist may or may not actually end the relationship, but even if they do, they're going to come back. They're going to try to suck you back in, aka the Hoover, so they can get even more narcissistic supply from you in most cases. Whatever you do, avoid falling back into that toxic relationship if you can. And if you do happen to give into a Hoovering narcissist, don't beat yourself up. It happens to the best of us. Just keep trying. You might have to try a few times to make it stick, and that's okay. But no matter what you do, don't give up. Remember that leaving an abuser is a scary thing to do, but if you use these tips and get the support you need, you can do it. You deserve to be safe and happy and healthy. Take care of yourself. Know that you're not alone, and know that you will get through this and your life will be better for it. Don't forget. I just want to remind you, you can go to queenbeing.com/plan, P-L-A-N, to download the checklist I mentioned and a lot of other good resources that will help you prepare to leave a narcissist. And now it's time for the question of the day. And the question of the day is, are you in the process of preparing to leave a narcissist, or have you just done so? And what are you struggling with? If you are, or if you have left a narcissist, let us know in the comments below what your best tips are so that we can share them with our fellow survivors and maybe make someone's life a little easier today. Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.